And there is no doubt that Jean-Jacques Rousseau was influenced by Plato, as were all the budding intelligentsia of that period. Plato was considered to be almost an ultimate authority. And as we've been discussing, in gratitude to Martin Bernal's book, Black Athena, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece, in that period, just after the French Revolution, for the couple centuries following. As we've been learning, there was a conscious effort to elevate Plato to that status of ultimate authority, pushed in elite institutions to this day. To this day, you will hear folk like Cornel West speak about Plato with reverence. And it's not an accident, I'm sure, that he is so widely disseminated, his thoughts. Continuing. And we're going to go a little bit further in to this opening introductory chapter. Continuing. In fact, massive abandonment can be empirically demonstrated in some periods. The absence of precise demographic data for ancient and medieval Europe makes it impossible to argue that any other age constitutes a particularly apt point of comparison, but it seems reasonable to consider, as a point of reference, the first century with extensive records, since it was also the last before advances in industrial and agricultural technology could support a much larger population, and before techniques of contraception rendered abandonment less necessary than it had been. Some of the figures available for this period, and we're talking about the 18th century, are so startling that they themselves might have inspired my investigation into earlier epochs had I encountered them before the moral mystery which ultimately led me to them. In Toulouse, in the 18th century, the rate of known abandonment as a percentage of the number of recorded births varied from a mean of 10% for the first half of the century to a mean of 17% in the second half, with the final decades consistently above 20 and sometimes passing 25% for the whole population of the city. That is, in the late 18th century in Toulouse, one child in every four was known to have been abandoned. In poor quarters, the rate reached 39.9%. Even in rich parishes, the rate was generally around 15%. In Lyon, between 1750 and 1789, the number of children abandoned was approximately one-third the number of births. During the same period in Paris, children known to have been abandoned account for between 20 and 30% of the registered births. In every city in France in the 18th century where it is known, the rate of abandonment was 10% or better. In Florence, it ranged from a low of 14% of all baptized babies at the opening of the 18th century to a high of 43% early in the 19th. In Milan, the opening of the 18th century witnessed a rate of 16%. By its closing, it was 25%. Comparable figures are not available for other nations, although fragmentary evidence suggests very similar urban abandonment rates ranging from 15 to 30% of registered births. The contrast with the 20th century may be clearer if one considers that fewer than 50,000 children, 1.5% of the recorded births, became available for adoption in the United States each year, even though more than 2 million couples are seeking to adopt. France and Italy were comparatively prosperous countries. There's no reason to suspect that their populations were particularly unable to support their offspring. Moreover, I've emphasized the words known and recorded because all of these numbers were obtained by comparing records of children admitted to foundling hospitals with official registers of births or baptisms. It's virtually certain that the numbers do not represent all the children abandoned. There is every reason to suspect that owing to the very nature of child abandonment, secrecy would in many cases disguise it and distort the numbers downward. This may be, and this is in parentheses, this may be partly offset, however, by the fact that birth and baptismal records were probably also underrepresentative, and for similar reasons. Parents would not report the child's birth or have him baptized, either out of shame or fear of interference if they subsequently abandoned him, or simply because in most of Europe it was customary to pay a priest to baptize.